This past week, the Bush administration launched a new effort to persuade countries around the world to help rebuild and secure Iraq. The U.S. went back to the United Nations, hoping to get a new multinational force into Iraq to share America's burden. It was a sign that the administration is coming to terms with the harsh reality of occupying Iraq. That's a major shift for an administration that once seemed confident it could, more or less, go it alone. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
It was not so long ago, just this past January, that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld expressed confidence the U.S. could win the war in Iraq and secure the country without the help of the United Nations.
I can say this, that there are a very large number of countries who have said, regardless of whether there is a second resolution in the United Nations, that they are anxious and willing and ready to join a coalition of the willing.
In fact, a lot of countries did join the U.S., but aside from Britain and Poland, most are small, impoverished nations with a tiny presence in Iraq. After a summer of deadly suicide bombings, rising costs, and rising U.S. casualties, Rumsfeld is now facing criticism from both liberals and conservatives for underestimating post-war complications. President Bush, who had given Rumsfeld the lead in post-war planning, now seems to be listening more to Secretary of State Colin Powell, who went back to the U.N., hoping to get richer partners and bigger international military contributions to help save the troubled U.S. occupation. Anthony Cordesman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says a lot of time was wasted because of bureaucratic squabbling.
For the U.S. to go to the U.N. under these conditions means that a lot of the advice that was consistently being provided from the State Department and cautions that were coming from some elements of the U.S. military about the size of the occupation and peacekeeping force that would be needed are now something the president is willing to act upon.
But while Cordesman welcomes the change in course, he warns the U.N. may not be a panacea and the U.S. timing is poor.
To try to attempt to ask people to help you at the point when you no longer are appearing to be the victor is not perhaps the best exercise in timing, and it's not clear the UN is going to build a coalition of the unwilling or a coalition of the capable.
One Reagan-era Defense Department official, Frank Gaffney, now with the Center for Security Policy, has another fear about what this change in course could mean for Iraq.
The message that we're signaling by this new diplomatic fandango is to Saddam Hussein and his loyalists and the Islamists who would like to join him for the moment in routing us. And that is, it's beginning to be the end for the United States.
The conservative commentator complains about the hand-wringing in Washington over the cost of the war and what he calls the overblown reports about the setbacks.
What it suggests to me is that the political team at the White House has decided that they just as soon cut their losses on Iraq. And if there's a way to do this that spreads the burden, spreads the responsibility, reduces the president's potential liabilities in the looming political season, let's go for it.
He notes the Bush administration is also moderating its position on North Korea, a country the president initially refused to deal with at all. Administration officials now say the U.S. is prepared to aid North Korea as long as Pyongyang surrenders its nuclear weapons. The policy shift is yet another sign that, as in Iraq, reality is setting in for Bush administration officials. While the administration says simply the policies are evolving, West Virginia Democrat Robert Byrd sees an embarrassing about-face.
We bulldozed our way into that country, into Iraq, almost single-handedly, over the objections of most of the international community. They saw us as a bully. And now we're paying the price for our unmitigated arrogance.
The U.S. now faces the uphill task of asking countries that oppose the war to help secure and rebuild Iraq. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.